Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Hi, everybody. This is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Dustin Miller is the president of Comfort Now in Visalia, California. Dustin founded Comfort Now in 2011, and I'm really happy to have him here with us because he has put up some amazing numbers. Since joining ServiceNation Alliance a few years ago, sales have more than doubled. Strong growth and profitability. They've grown from 8 to 20 people. The annual rebates from Roundtable Rewards have grown 13 times. And they've been named to the Inc. 5000. So, Dustin, first, congratulations on all that strong growth, and welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. So, let's start off. Tell us how you got into this industry.
Well, growing up, my dad was an HVAC technician, and I rode with him growing up, and it's always kind of been around my life.
You went to college, right? And did you always intend to get into this, or did you start and do something else, or why did you end up making that change?
Yeah, when I went to school, I went to Fresno State, and during school, I had a business doing computer repair. So after classes, I would go out to residential homes and businesses and work on their computers. When I graduated from Fresno State, it was in 2008, and it was just really hard to get a good job back then.
Yeah, great time to graduate, right in the middle of the Great Recession.
Yeah. Right. So I majored in communications, and I wanted to get a job in sales or medical devices or something like that, but just, nobody was really hiring, and it didn't work out. So I decided to start a business with my dad and my uncle, and then that's how I got into the air conditioning field specifically.
So you're quite the entrepreneur. You had this business that you had done doing computer repair. Then when the jobs were just not there, you decide, well, I'll start another business with your dad and your uncle. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I started the business initially with my dad when I was going to school. And I was just having him do service calls, and I was doing marketing and getting calls for him. And then we brought in my uncle to help us with our contractor's license, and then it became a partnership with my dad and my uncle and I.
Okay, so a three-way partnership then.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is not Comfort Now, right?
No.
So that was the first business that you formed in heating and air conditioning.
Yeah, at the time it was called Air Repair.
Air Repair. Okay. So you worked with them for a while, and eventually you became frustrated, left, and started your own company. Tell us about that. What made you make that kind of change?
In 2010, all of my hopes and dreams that I thought that we were going to be able to accomplish, we just weren't getting there. I was paying myself a very low wage. I was trying to, keep money in the business and spend money on marketing and develop different programs. And I seemed like I was fighting them all the time with roadblocks. So I decided to dissolve the partnership in 2010. And then in 2011 is when I started Comfort Now.
So how much planning did you do before leaving, or was it kind of a spur of the moment thing?
Well, I would say there's probably a year of planning where 6 months I just wasn't happy, and I was trying to figure out a different solution. And then when I saw the writing on the wall, I saw that nothing was going to change, is when I started planning for an exit. So at the time, I didn't know I was going to start another company. I wanted to get hired on with another company and just start making money, for mm-hmm. my family. But eventually I decided I'll just start an air conditioning company on my own and by myself. So in 2010 is when I decided to exit. So 6 months into 2010, I got my contractor's license. And then right at the end of 2010, I dissolved the partnership, and my family knew that I was leaving and that I was starting another company by myself. But I was giving them all of my equity, all of my assets that I've developed in their company. I wasn't taking anything from them. And what I really wanted them to be was like, you know what, this is really your company anyways, because, it's mostly you. Why don't you just take it and run with it? But I didn't get that. I got, okay, well, good luck. So dissolve the partnership and start a new business.
So, and tell me if this is too personal. I mean, if you're uncomfortable talking about this, feel free and we'll just go around it. But I'm really curious about this. In family businesses, there's all kinds of examples of difficulty between personalities, and it just doesn't work out. And a lot of times these things just fester. They just go on and on and on for years and years. And you didn't really let that happen. I mean, in 2010, you decided this is just not going to work. Nothing's going to change. And you thought, well, what can I do? I guess I'll just go work somewhere else. And then it was, no, I'm going to start my own business. And to do that, I need to just quit and dissolve the partnership, but I'm just going to turn it all over to them. I'm going to give them all my ownership rights and just make a clean break with them. So how did you explain that to them?
It was a little difficult, but I just told them that I wasn't happy working in the business. I wasn't happy with the amount of money that I was able to make, and I thought that I could be more successful by myself.
So did you call a meeting or did you discuss it with them separately? How did this take place?
It was a very complicated partnership because it involved my great uncle, my grandmother's brother. But, you know, I talked to my grandparents, I talked to my brother, I talked to my family members about it. I gotten support that way on what I should do. And then it was just really talking to my uncle that I was leaving and dissolving the partnership. And it was a hard conversation, but he was, again, when I was talking to him, I was hoping that he'd step down and let me take over. But he was pretty much like, good luck, brother.
You were hoping that he would say to you, look, I tell you what, you just run the business and you can be in charge of it and you can make the decisions. Is that what you were hoping for?
Exactly. I was just hoping that I can just take it over and he would exit.
Okay.
I wasn't interested in still working with the family members. You know,
okay.
I wanted full and complete control. But I thought that, I guess I thought I was entitled because I felt that I was doing most of the work.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't see it that way, and so he said, good luck, and you guys just parted ways then.
Right.
Did you have any lawyers involved or anything like that, or did you write him any letter, any formal notification, or was that it?
Yeah, it was just that I just filed the partnership dissolution or something like that. It was just
so there's a legal document to file?
Yeah.
All right. So then you went and started Comfort Now. And what did you do differently with Comfort Now? I mean, you've been wildly successful, but what is it that you can do that you couldn't do in the other business?
Well, in the other business, every time I wanted to do something or change a direction, I would have to negotiate it with everybody. And I didn't have the last say. You know, it was a partnership. And so everything for me seemed like a fight.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be where we're going to spend our advertising dollars, how we're going to price our equipment, who we're going to hire, who we're going to fire. I mean, it just wasn't very fluid. There was too many many chiefs, not enough Indians.
All right, good. Do you employ any family members in Comfort Now?
It's actually kind of funny. At one point, I had 8 family members employed.
Did they come over from the other company or were they just, they came in separately?
So none of the people that I've had employed came over from the other company, but my uncle's son, he still works for me, but he's never worked for him.
And what happened to the old company?
They're still around. When I left, they had 5 service trucks. Now they have 1.
Wow. Wow. So still in business, but not exactly thriving, huh?
Right.
And how many service trucks do you have now?
14.
So totally surpassed them.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah. Like, good luck, brother.
Famous last words, right? Well, I wanted to shift gears a little bit. You know, you've had all this growth. You're doing really well. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about in your business?
Oh, man, yeah. So I worry about...
Is this going to be a long list?
Yeah. I mean, I worry about continuing growing, always getting better. Whenever I get a bad review, that's just like the worst thing that could happen to me. I had to take my email address off of the reviews because it would like literally kill my evening or my weekend whenever somebody put a negative review on the internet.
But I've seen your reviews. You don't get many of them. You are overwhelmingly great reviews. But in spite of that, one bad review and it would just like sink you.
Oh my goodness, like severe depression. I guess I don't handle negative criticism well.
Well, it's something you do to drive your business. What else do you worry about?
Yeah, it's just important to me. So I worry about the slow times, about staying cash positive during the shoulder seasons. California is kind of difficult right now. The eastern states have these record lows, and we're over here with 60-degree weather.
Yeah. Cursed with beautiful weather, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I worry about how I'm going to build our management team, how we're going to build our service technicians, how we're going to continually grow and get better.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, you're worrying about the right things, I would say. So when you look back, I mean, this is great. I mean, this is phenomenal growth, really. You've done an amazing job. What are you most proud of?
My family, my wife and my boy, and the life I'm able to provide for them.
Yeah, feels good, doesn't it?
Sure is.
Good for you. Dustin Miller, thank you so much for sharing all this information about your company with us. I think the formation of your company is a fascinating story. I think it's inspirational for those that are frustrated and stymied in their family business. And it's a little tough to talk about family stuff in a podcast. So thank you so much for doing that.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, David.
All right. I look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.